Good afternoon.
What's up, Romeo?
Nothing much.
Playing against a quarterback, this is a historical thing. Have a rookie start his first game in the NFL in the playoffs. What can you do to try to throw him off balance and try to rattle a guy like that?
Well, I think that one of the things that they're going to try to do is try to run the ball because they've got good runners, they've got a big offensive line, and if they can run the ball, that'll take some of the pressure off the quarterback, you know. So we have to stop the run primarily. And if we can do a good job stopping the run, then that'll put more pressure on him to make some throws and have to drop back and throw. So, I mean, that's kind of the way we approach every game a little bit, is to be able to stop the run.
And with their backs, the last time you played them, there were some issues just with who was matching up where or just staying with guys as far as your linebackers.
Well, yeah, that poses some problems. And so you might have to try to put a DB on some of those backs instead of a linebacker, you know. But if a linebacker has to cover him, he's got to use good leverage and technique. And if he's gotten help, he's got to use his help. And I know that they'll go out there and do the best they can.
When you watch the film of what happened in the fourth quarter when you played them last, what are things you saw that you guys could do better?
Not give up two touchdowns. And if we don't give up the touchdowns, we're in the ball game.
Well, what was the key to not having those late? Was it breaks in coverage or what was it? Because they were long touchdowns.
Yeah, one of them was a long touchdown. And sometimes guys, you know, they see something and they react to it. And a guy was left open, and so they scored a touchdown. Then the other one, they just kind of ran it down our throats on that one, you know. So we got to do a better job in both areas.
You got 5 Super Bowl rings. 2 things. Where do you keep them? And do you still get as fired up for the playoffs as you did, say, when you were not younger, you had less experience?
They're in a safe, except for I do have one with me. The others are
Which
in a
one?
Safe. I think it's the second New England one, not for any particular reason. That was the one that was closest to me when I came down, you know. So, yes, you get excited about the playoffs because you know what the playoffs may lead to or can lead to. And so if you can make it to the playoffs, like I tell them, you got your invitation to the dance. And so then once you get in the door at the dance, then see how far you can dance. And so you got to play them one at a time. And so that's what we've been focusing on. And the one Saturday is the biggest game of the year, and we have to play our best. And whether it's a rookie quarterback or a veteran quarterback, it really doesn't make any difference. we have to beat the Raiders to be able to move on. And so that's been the focus.
Romeo, have you or Antonio has a ring, Vince has rings, several of your colleagues on the staff have rings. Have you guys brought those rings out at all? Show the players, talk about the rings, anything like that this season or of late?
No, it's too early. I mean, this month is a hard month for the playoff teams, and nothing is easy. And I think we've got to win a couple games before you start talking about rings and bringing them out.
How do you think, you know, they'll sort of – you talked about the backs, obviously. They'll use them because I was there for the game with DeAndre Washington, had the 2 touchdowns and, you know, had that burst of energy. There's Murray. I mean, who sort of sticks out to you in this game plan and watching them?
Well, they all have excuse me. They all have different abilities, you know. Like Murray is the better runner. And they have some guys that can catch some passes, you know, like we saw the last time. So we have to be cognizant of who's in the game and how they're using the backs that are in the game. And they use several backs during the course of a game. So us knowing who's in the game and then how we need to defend that particular back makes a difference. But then, you know, they got some receivers also who can catch the football. So, you know, they've got a good team. And that's why they are where they are, you know. It's unfortunate for them that they lost the quarterback. But, hey, it was unfortunate for us losing J.J. Watt. So you got to line up and you got to go play.
What have you learned about Connor Cook this week?
Well, he's starting his first game. He went in last week, and it didn't look too big for him, you know. He knew their system, and he made a couple throws, and it looked like he ran the offense okay. I think the big deal is how much they're going to put on his shoulders, you know, how much of the offense that they're going to give him, because they have a lot of offense, you know, a lot of personnel groups, and they do a lot of things. And so how much will they expect him to be able to do? And I think that that's the big question.
Because there's such little tape on him in an actual NFL game, is there any uneasiness getting ready for him?
Well, you can go back and you can look at preseason. You can go back and look at him in college, and you can still tell a little bit about him, you know, that he's got some running ability. He throws a pretty good ball. The thing that you don't know in the NFL is how he's going to react to NFL-type pressure, you know. And so we'll find out.
Romeo. You just mentioned J.J. a little bit ago. What have you learned about this defense without him?
Well, what I've told them all year is that we have to play as a unit. Excuse me. That we have to play as a unit, and everybody on the unit has to pick their game up to try to make up for the plays that J.J. provides, because J.J. provides a lot of dynamic plays. And so sometimes you're not able to get those type of plays from one guy other than J.J. So the whole unit has to pick up their game, and so we've been preaching that to them. And I think that they've kind of listened to the message, and when they play well together, we are pretty good.
Romeo, defense has been carrying the offense this year. Do you think your players play better knowing that every play is so crucial and that one mistake could hurt the team because of the pressure on them?
I don't talk to them about pressure on them. I talk to them about playing defense. Whenever we go on the field, no matter where it is that we go on the field, it's our job to play defense. And if we play defense good, all right, they don't score, and then we don't lose, you know, because if they don't score, generally it's going to be a 0-0 tie. I mean, you know, there are some circumstances that might not be the case, but it's the defense's job to keep them from scoring and getting on the board. And so that's what we talk to them about.
Considering how well you played overall, how disappointing was it to blow that Oakland game the way y'all did right at the end?
Well, anytime you lose, it's disappointing, you know. And, like, it was a hard-fought game, but we lost it. We didn't do enough to win the game. So we're going to try to do enough to win this one.
You said, you know, you saw some good things from Cook on tape, but, I mean, the first career start in the postseason as a unit for your guys, like, what must be said? How do they thrive off that, or is that just something you guys have not even tried to play up this week?
What I've told him is he's a professional football player. He gets paid, and he's got talent and got ability, and we've got to beat him. That's what I've told him. I mean, hey, you look at the young quarterback down at Dallas. He's done pretty good, you know, so you don't know until you get out there on the field.
All good. Thank you.
Okay.
Buzzer room's open.